Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We were talking about support for Simon Harris as leader of Fine Gael in the first part of the show today and what you want in the next leader. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, is with us on the line. Helen, just for Minister, first of all, is the race for leader of Fine Gael over before it even begins?
Well, I don't think I'd say that. We don't have clarity on exactly who may or may not run still, but obviously Simon Harris has put his name forward. I will be supporting him and wish him every success, and indeed anybody who puts themselves forward. I was very clear this morning that I thought there should be a competition, and I think it's good for people to see a competition within a party. It's an opportunity for us to engage with our members and to show not just our party members, but the country, what it is that we stand for and who we are. But irrespective of that, I will be supporting Simon. And as I said,
you've declared, you are formally backing Simon Harris as leader of Fine Gael.
Yes, I will be. And look, I've known Simon a long time. I met him the very first time when he campaigned in County Meath in my own father's by-election. And I've spent a lot of time with him. And I suppose I see he is someone who's a strong campaigner. He's focused on policy. He's decisive. He's got energy, and he's a nice guy. And, you know, he's long campaigned on a lot of different issues. But more recently as well, he covered my maternity leave when I was off the second time. And, you know, I think he showed his ability to adapt in different roles and to be able to respond. So I'll be supporting him. But if I could, I just want to acknowledge the unbelievable contribution that Leo Varadkar has made, not just to our party, but I believe to this country. And I think his leadership over the last number of years in what have been extremely difficult times for people through Brexit, through COVID-19, he has led so much social change in this country, but also as an individual, he is someone, and you don't always see this in politics, he's caring, he's thoughtful, he's loyal to his party and to his colleagues, but to this country as well. And I just want to wish him every success.
Were you surprised yesterday, Minister, by the announcement? I know you would have worked quite closely with him in the European Affairs portfolio, but were you? I take it you were somewhat taken aback and surprised by the announcement from looking at his speech on the podium this time yesterday afternoon.
Do you know, I think we all were a little bit, just with the timing of it. It wasn't expected, certainly. But I fully respect his decision. I think in this life, you only have one and you have to make the decisions that work for you. And he was very clear that this was a decision he took politically, that he felt he wasn't the right person to lead us into the next election. And personally, he felt it was the right decision. And when you feel like that in any job, you know, you have to support that decision. And it's not often in politics that people take a step back. So I think everybody respects that. And, you know, as a party, as colleagues, as a government, we will remain strong. We're absolutely focused on electing a new leader, showing what we as a party have to offer, but also working closely with our government colleagues. We've all stated very clearly that we want this government to continue till the end of our mandate. And I don't think that's going to change, irrespective of who is in the leadership position.
Yes, yeah, so no general election.
No, I don't think that's the right thing, to be honest. I think we have a 5-year mandate. We have a year left. There's a huge amount of work that we've committed to in our programme for government. Myself, personally, as Minister for Justice, there's a huge amount of work I want to get done in the next year. I have a busy agenda, as everybody does. So change in leadership, you know, no one person makes a party and no one person makes a government. And while Leo Varadkar has been an extremely important person in our party and also in this government, we will look forward and we will do that with his support as well. And I'm really pleased that he has said he's not resigning from his seat. He's going to continue in this government. And who knows beyond that, as I said, I wish him every success.
You've been quite clear in your support for Simon Harris as leader of Fine Gael and of course Taoiseach as well this afternoon. But you've also said that you would like there to be a contest. Have you been talking to Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue at all in the past 24 hours, Minister? Because I suppose, you know, at the latest count in my head, there's 23 people have declared support for Simon Harris. But I suppose Pascal Donoghue is now really the person that everybody wants to hear from.
Well, look, I've spoken to a lot of people, as you can imagine, over the last 24 hours, and I don't really know the numbers. I've just been at an event opening up Forensic Science Ireland's new laboratory this morning, so I'm not clear on what support is where. But, you know, we don't fully know yet who is going to declare or not. Irrespective, I think a competition would be good, but I've made this decision and I suppose I wanted to, for the reasons that I've outlined, wanted to support Simon and wish him well and anybody else who puts themselves forward. I think it's healthy in a party that you would have a competition and that you show people exactly how this works and how our democracy works.
Any chat with Minister Heather Humphreys, the Social Protection Minister?
Again, I'm not aware that she's ruled herself in or out, so I can't answer that. But at the same time, our closing date is not until Monday, so there's a lot of time for people to think about it. To your point earlier, this has maybe come at a time when people weren't expecting it. To take on a role like this, it's not a simple thing for somebody to do. You think of your family, you think of your life in general, and for anybody to decide this, it's a big decision to take. So that's why we have the few days for people to be able to decide. And as I said, if anybody else puts themselves forward, I wish them every success also.
Yeah, but you would like to see that contest. You would like to see there be a contest.
I think a contest would always be good. Yes, I think and that my position hasn't changed, even though I'm saying this.
You weren't tempted yourself?
Do you know, I've made no secret, I think, of the fact that I'm ambitious, but I made the decision probably over a year, nearly 2 years ago, that if this was something that came up in the immediate future, that I just wouldn't be putting myself forward. And I've made that decision for my own reasons, but that's not to rule it out in the future. I think I have a lot still to give to this party. I'll be running again and, you know, I want to be part of the team moving forward. So I wouldn't rule anything out in the future. I think you should never do that. But at this moment in time, it wasn't a decision that I was going to be making.
Okay. I've been talking to members of the public, Minister, just finally here today about, you know, what they would like to see in the next leader of the country and in the next Taoiseach in whatever or whoever that happens to be. Look, there's quite a proportion of people getting in touch with us today who would have preferred a general election. So in the offering of a new Taoiseach or a new Fine Gael leader to the public in the next number of weeks, how do you bring people on side? Like, how do you bring everybody who wants an election called? How do you tell them that Simon Harris or whoever it is the right person for the job?
Well, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people as well who don't want a general election, who think that we should continue and deliver the mandate that we were given when people voted for us as a party, and people voted for the parties, not for any one individual. But we have an opportunity now in 2 weeks' time. Fine Gael has our Ardesh, and at that Ardesh, we will present our new leader. And of course, we have to give any one person but a party time to look at what are our plans for the future, what is it that we want to do. You know, we can all look back on what we have done, but what as a party do we want to do for people into the future? And with a new leader, new energy, with a new focus, we'll be able to do that. But I think we have a mandate now that we should deliver on and complete, and I'll support whoever is our next leader to do that.
Okay, Justice Minister Helen McEntee, thank you for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Well, you've heard the Minister there very clearly stating she is going to be supporting Simon Harris. Grainne has got in touch with us. She says, no election. I think stability is required. No opposition TDs have ministerial experience. A steady pair of hands is needed and no change in government. Perhaps fix housing, health in the short term. Those people who want things done will be saying the exact same in 5 years' time. Dreamers, a lot of them. Everything is me nowadays, and that's the attitude. Is not in the interest of the common good. That text is from Grainne. Lisa's got in touch. I agree. Simon Harris could lead a more compassionate and empathetic government. He's responded to every issue I've brought to his attention as my local TD. As a parent and full-time family carer of two adults with autism, I would be delighted to see him succeed, according to Lisa.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.